This program is supported by ACT Foundation.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Smart Growth. My name is Soji Akinlabi. I'm a storyteller and a serial entrepreneur. Today I have Chidinma Obinna with me in the studio. You already heard about her business and what she does, but I'm going to be speaking to her more about the business. I'll be looking at some of the things that she's facing right now and how we can help out with the way forward. Join me. Okay, tell me about your business, just briefly. I know you've told the audience before, just for emphasis sake.
Okay, ZNS Food Solution.
Okay.
Is a food exportation business.
Okay.
I started last year.
Okay.
So we are into shopping.
Okay.
For people both here and outside Nigeria.
Okay.
So we deliver everywhere aside war zones.
Okay. That's interesting. So you source for food materials here in Nigeria, you go shopping, you buy, and you export to people. Do people have to make the order first, or you go and source for the food first?
No, they will order for it.
Okay.
Then.
So that means they have to contact you in some way.
Yes.
Place the order as to what they want. So you go and buy and you export. So you send it to them via delivery. Maybe
use cargo.
Okay.
Depending on the location.
Okay, all right. What inspired the business?
My mother, that's the business she used in training us.
Okay.
Back then in the village.
Okay.
And I see how passionate
she was.
Yes.
Okay.
And not just that, looking at the way the kind of adulterated food everywhere now.
Okay.
I look back at what she does in the village, and okay. I see that, because if you go to the village, you see that most people there, they are very strong, like living, even though there's no money in the village, but you will see that
they're eating well,
they are strong.
Mm-hmm.
Here you will hear different kind of sicknesses, and most times it's the kind of food that we eat here.
I see.
So I adopted that
business.
Yes.
Okay.
I decided to modify it and take it far.
Okay.
Beyond what she.
Yeah. So probably she used to do across Nigeria before. So you decided to take it outside of Nigeria.
Yes.
That's really smart. I like that. I like that. And how has the business been so far?
Okay. It's going well.
Okay. What are some of the challenges that you're currently facing?
Okay. For business that started newly,
yes,
and with the way I want to take it, I have challenges with customers, getting customers online.
Okay.
Like some people that doesn't know you before, it's difficult for them to trust you,
okay,
to believe that you are what you are. Okay. Doing, you are real there for business, not for game or anything.
Okay.
So these are one of the challenges.
So getting customer, which also comes to the issue of trust from customer. Currently, how do you get customer?
Okay, I have some of my family members abroad.
Okay.
For now, they are, okay. I get from them.
Okay.
I still hope to get from then I also, like some of my church members,
okay,
that have grown-up children abroad, and some are schooling there. These are
some of the clients.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's more like you're leveraging your immediate network for now. But I think eventually you would have to look for some sort of an inbound platform. So a platform where customers can reach out to you. And place all that. So I guess that's probably where you need to look to right now, and it has to be something digital. But before we go into the digital side of things, I think there is still an opportunity in you exploring some other networks. So maybe network of associations or organizations that kind of like cater to people abroad. So I know that Indigo is a well-organized kind of community overseas. I think you know, if, but it's a way to kind of like get into that network, and they will just help you put the word out there within the network and people can reach out, because that will seem a bit more, because whoever introduces you to that community, the person will leverage on their own integrity and credibility. So it's, as long as it comes to somebody that they trust, so there won't be any problem. Yeah. You understand?
Yeah.
So that's probably an avenue to kind of like explore first. I think you can partner with people that do study abroad as well, because they probably have sent a lot of people overseas to go and study, so they have a network of people overseas that probably would require food. You know, so you can explore a variety of partnerships with people, businesses, organizations that have got network overseas, you know, that can kind of like link you up or introduce you to their community so that you can be able to get more customers. So I think that's probably the immediate and the cheapest thing you can do right now to be able to get more customers.
Yeah, thank you. I like it. I like that idea. Thank you so much. I'm glad you like it.
Apart from customers, so I mean, where do you see this business in the next 2 years, thereabout?
In the next 2 years,
don't say make a lot of money, which is true. Make a lot of money.
Yeah, in the next 2 years, I intend to go to enter different markets. Markets soon, like go different countries.
Okay,
that's my dream.
I see. That's really good. It might also mean that eventually you have to introduce technology. So maybe build like a mini website or web app where people, where you can showcase different food materials and you can order directly from you. Okay. So I guess your immediate, you know, challenge is just mostly border around creating a platform and getting more customers. And I think you can do it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Anything you want to ask me before we go?
No. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to talk to you.
Happy to. All right. Thank you.
All right. That's all we have for today. That was Chidima Obinna. She is the founder of
Said and His Food Export.
They export raw food from Africa to the rest of the world. If you live abroad and you're looking for somebody to help you source any type of food material, so choose your person, reach out to her or reach out to us. We'll be happy to connect you. Thank you and goodbye.
This program is supported by ACT Foundation.